Welcome to episode 78 of a Canadian Celiac podcast. I'm your host, Sue Jennett. I do need to remind you that I am not a medical professional. So if you have questions about celiac disease or the gluten-free diet, please contact your doctor or dietitian. Today's episode was put together while I was a guest at Live the Smart Way Expo that was put on in Ottawa in May. I had a previous episode with Kathy Smart, and she's a pretty popular lady. She's been on Dr. Oz and many, many other TV shows. She has a program for health and fitness that's on her website, Live the Smart Way. And she also does an expo where she highlights some of the companies that she really likes. I was amazed to see how passionate people were for what she talks about and the fitness and the nutrition. She is inspiring, I have to say. I spoke to people who were at the expo. I spoke to a select small number of food manufacturers that were there putting out something new if I thought they had something that was noteworthy. And I also spoke with Kathy. Kathy Smart herself is celiac and she eats gluten-free. So her program is geared towards people taking gluten out of their diet. They don't necessarily have to be celiac or gluten intolerant, but she finds that her nutrition program is geared around that. I spoke to some people and I had a series of questions and I asked them if they had any particular answers to one or two of these questions. I've now put the questions together and you can hear what the random answers were from these people who attended the Live the Smart Way Expo. Let me just run down the questions for you. These might be things that you've been thinking or that you would have an answer to. The questions from the top are, before my diagnosis of celiac disease or gluten intolerance, my oddest symptom was, my greatest difficulty with food labeling is, my greatest difficulty in getting a diagnosis of celiac disease or gluten intolerance was, the hardest part about being gluten-free is, my best advice to someone new to the gluten-free diet is, and a gluten-free food I wish was available in the grocery store is. Let's listen now to the answers to these questions that were kindly given to me by people who attended the Live the Smart Way Expo.
Hi, I'm Chantal from Ottawa, and before my son was diagnosed with celiac disease, his oddest symptom was tooth enamel issues. That's what got him diagnosed, seeing the dentist, and the dentist making a comment about his tooth enamel issues being related to celiac disease and how that was interesting. And that fact, the fact that celiac disease ran in my family, pushed me to get him diagnosed. And he was a positive blood test for celiac, and then we did the biopsy and it was confirmed, and then we were able to move on and help him heal.
I'm Jamila from Ottawa, Ontario, and before my diagnosis of celiac, my oddest symptom was definitely gas, as well as skin rashes.
Okay, hi, I'm Denise. I'm from Ottawa. I'm actually going to answer questions to before my diagnosis of celiac, I was actually a silent celiac. And the way I found out that I was celiac is that our daughter was very sick and was diagnosed with it. And then I was tested and found out that I'm the one that gave it to her. So being a celiac that is silent, you have absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. I did have a bit of hair loss, but thought it was hereditary, but then found out that no, it was actually caused by me not ingesting any vitamins and actually causing all kinds of chaos inside, but not giving me any symptoms.
I'm Judy from Brockville. Before my diagnosis of celiac disease, my oddest symptom was this huge swelling in my legs. It was like, I had to lift the leg.
I'm Nikki from Ottawa. Before my daughter was diagnosed with gluten intolerance, her strangest symptom was irritable behavior, rages, and no medical profession ever recognized a connection. And to me, this is something that needs to be addressed.
Hi, I'm Leah from Montreal, Quebec. Before my diagnosis of celiac disease, gluten intolerance, my oddest symptom was being anemic. And I was anemic for 10 years before anybody decided to finally give me the test for celiac, which was a biopsy, and it was confirmed through biopsy.
Okay, so I'm Chantal from Ottawa, and my son was diagnosed with celiac disease when he was 6 years old. And I think that my greatest difficulty with food labeling is the hidden ingredients that you're not sure about, is that knowledge of knowing what has gluten in it and what doesn't, and how to protect him. And it's really difficult. And with food labeling too, I mean, the new standards with gluten-free labeling is helping, but all the unlabeled food is difficult as well.
Hi, I'm Leah from Montreal, Quebec. My greatest difficulty with food labeling is when a product says may contain, because I really don't know if I should take the chance to eat the food or not.
Hi, I'm Judy, and I'm from Western Quebec. My greatest difficulty in getting a diagnosis of celiac disease is the inability for the doctor to take it seriously, inability to access the right way, and basically it's believability with the doctor. I was diagnosed with allergies, and that was from a non-general doctor, and went from there, and I was never going to go back to get really treated for celiac.
I'm Maxine Brown, and I'm from Carleton Place, Ontario. My greatest difficulty in getting a diagnosis of celiac disease, gluten intolerance, was when I was very little, my symptoms were not taken seriously by any medical staff, and I found myself in a situation where I was told it was all in my head, not a physical problem. It took many years to be taken seriously.
I'm Evelyn. I'm from Ottawa, and my greatest difficulty in getting a diagnosis of celiac disease was that it was being masked by other medical issues. And I spent years running back and forth to my doctor, and it wasn't until my system shut down after a surgery that I started to get some real serious investigation into my celiac symptoms.
Hi, I'm Caroline from Ottawa, and my greatest difficulty in getting diagnosis of celiac disease was actually getting told the diagnosis. I almost died from illness, and when I went to see another gastroenterologist, he said, oh, there's been a communication gap between your GP and your specialist, you're celiac, and I had been actually tested also for lactose intolerance, and I was only given the lactose intolerance information. So he said, you've been doing the diet, he put it ass backwards, for the last 3 years. So I had gone to Argentina and was eating bread and was basically poisoning myself and not realizing that that was the case. So, and they were telling me at that time, this is a long time ago, this is 50 years ago, and I had two children, and the doctors would say, well, you know, it's probably stress, and if you were at home taking care of your children, you probably wouldn't have these problems. And then after I was diagnosed, I said to them, well, I would have been poor as well as sick.
I'm Sherry from Ottawa, and my greatest difficulty in getting diagnosis of celiac disease was trying to find a doctor to help me out, to find out if I was indeed either gluten intolerance or if I was celiac, And I found myself going from doctor to doctor, even going to see naturopaths. And it just seemed to be more of a thing where it was in my head, or maybe it was just a sensitivity to other foods. In the end, it was trying to find a doctor that took me seriously and that would actually do some testing and send me to the right specialist. I'm Sherry from Ottawa, and the hardest part about being gluten-free is going to either work events or even to family outings and going out with friends and trying to eat gluten-free, and whether having to explain to people why I choose to not eat certain foods, or being told that this food, there's no gluten in it. And after reading the ingredients, finding out that there are indeed ingredients that can harm me and that there are gluten ingredients.
I'm Marianne from Ottawa, and the hardest part about being gluten-free is having to make all your own bread products or treats or what have you, and to find those flours that are not always available in every grocery store.
Hello, my name is Joy, and I'm from Ottawa, Canada. And the hardest part about being gluten-free is giving up normal, everyday bread.
Hi, I am Caroline from Ottawa. And the hardest part about being gluten-free is when I'm going out, especially when I'm going to dinner parties or anything where there's a buffet. I find that really a challenge. Over the last many years, all my best friends where we have dinner parties are really well trained, and they call me and read me all the ingredients. And that was because at first I was too shy to say, after they had prepared something and I had a reaction, to say that I had had a reaction. And then it really was very helpful. They said, look, we would rather you not be sick, and why don't you tell us? Because the next time I would go, of course, they would prepare the same thing as they had prepared the time before, and that was not very good for my health. So I'm grateful that I have such great friends who do care about making sure that I can eat good food. And I think really in the end for me, it's a blessing in disguise, because I have to read every ingredient and I don't re-eat a lot of junk food. And I used to be in the world of public relations, and that was always a challenge. And I just called up ahead, and I would always get a special meal or a special food at receptions and so on. And it was very eye-opening that people would be so helpful and cooperative. Of course, now it's great because so many people are gluten insensitive. I'm celiac. So to be gluten insensitive, or sensitive is what I should say, it's so great that people, that has really increased the awareness in society. And so now it's much easier than it was 50 years ago when I was first diagnosed.
Hi, I'm Haley from Gatineau. The hardest part about being gluten-free is walking through the store and finding all the gluten stuff.
Hi, I'm Trish from Ottawa, and I find the hardest part about being gluten-free is eating out, especially restaurants are hard, but especially in other people's homes. They try so hard, and I was raised to be gracious and accept what people offer, but it's really, for my health, I can't do that anymore, and that's been a challenge to try and balance out how I feel about the social side of it and my health.
I'm Judy from Brockville. The hardest part about being gluten-free is the cost of the product.
I'm Maxine Brown, and I'm from Carleton Place, Ontario. The hardest part about being gluten-free is being out in a restaurant, and I have asked to speak to the chef because I like to make sure that people take me seriously, and having a chef look at me and say, well, what exactly is celiac? Or what exactly does gluten-free mean? I know to leave the restaurant when that happens. And then sometimes waitresses say, well, you'll probably be okay if you just had a little bit, right? And it's like, well, no, actually, I can't even have a little bit. So it does get difficult when you want to eat out.
I'm Catherine from Ottawa. The hardest part about being gluten-free is the lack of fast food options.
I'm Alexandre from Ottawa, and the hardest part about being gluten-free is that I get shy when I have to ask about gluten-free options at restaurants, because sometimes they don't necessarily have the training about the gluten-free diets, or I'm just shy because I don't want people to assume that I'm eating gluten-free just because I think it's better for me, but I actually have an intolerance.
I'm Judy, and I'm from Western Quebec, and the hardest part about being gluten-free is going to someone's house for a meal. I really don't like to have to say that I have food intolerances, and it looks like I'm a picky eater. I'm just one of those people, and I really do not like to have to do that.
Hi, I'm Amy from Ottawa. My best advice to someone new to the gluten-free diet is stick with it and listen to your body.
I'm Catherine from Ottawa. My best advice to someone new to the gluten-free diet is read all the labels and stick to the gluten-free diet.
Hi, I'm Trish from Ottawa. My best advice to someone new to the gluten-free diet is be gentle with yourself. Start with simple things that are naturally gluten-free, your fruits and vegetables and your meats. And most of us have things that are comfort food that are based in those that we can start with and then add slowly to find things that you like. And don't be afraid to try different things, because what I like, you might hate, and vice versa. So that would be my advice.
So I'm Denise from Ottawa, and today I'd like to share my best advice to someone who's new to a gluten-free diet. First of all, being diagnosed with celiac disease is the best disease to be to have. And my gluten-free advice, it is very easy for everyone to go into any grocery store nowadays to pick out any kind of gluten-free food. It's available everywhere. It is actually so much easier than before to shop for it. And so just everyone's easy. The restaurants are all coming out with it. So enjoy the most friendly disease you can possibly have. Take care.
I'm Alexandre from Ottawa. And my best advice to someone new to the gluten-free diet is to start off slow and to explore what your options are, because nowadays there's a lot of options out there and there's a lot of foods that you can find that have a gluten-free option. And so don't get scared, because you'll get used to it, and it'll become a part of your life, and it'll be fine.
I'm Jamila from Ottawa, Ontario. A gluten-free food that I wish was available in grocery stores would be pita bread. I love shawarmas, and I love making shawarmas at home with my family, and pita bread is something that is not available.
I'm Kaylin from Ottawa. A gluten-free food I wish was available in the grocery store is fresh, gluten-free pasta.
I'm Evelyn. I'm from Ottawa. And the gluten-free food I wish was available in my grocery store, but more actually in my restaurant, is dim sum. I love dim sum. It used to be a huge part of my social life, and sometimes I fantasize about having a dim sum chef come and create a gluten-free extravaganza for me and my friends.
I'm Haley from Gatineau. A gluten-free food I wish was available in the grocery store is more gluten-free pizzas.
I have three short interviews now with food producers and distributors that I met at the Live the Smart Way Expo. The first one is a cracker type product called Too Much Fun. Now, I have to admit, I was not able to taste this product. It was very popular at the show, but it has flax in it, and I have a severe allergy to flax, so I wasn't able to taste it. The second one is a popcorn with a bit of a twist. It has charcoal in it. And the third one is a pure egg product that I've used in baking for a long time and haven't been able to find very easily lately. And it's a Canadian product. Let's start with the Too Much Fun cracker chips. So I'm here at the Live the Smart Way Expo, and I'm speaking with Donna. And Donna is here at a booth with a company, and I'm not familiar with the product that she's got in front of her. It's something that is really intriguing for me. It's called Too Much Fun O-Pops, and I'm really not sure what they are. They look like some sort of chip. So first of all, Donna, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Can you explain what these are? I'm not sure whether they're a chip or a snack or what they are, but they've got a lot of healthy stuff in them. So can you just explain what they are?
Absolutely. So Too Much Fun is essentially what we call a popcorn chip. It's a corn-based product that is accented with chia and flax and quinoa. So that obviously bumps up the nutritional profile of the product. I like to say that it's actually a cross between a chip and a cracker, because it is something that you can use to dip in to, you know, hummus or guacamole, things like that. Or you can eat them, you know, as you would a potato chip. So the interesting thing is they are gluten-free and they are organic as well.
Because I see that there's different flavors. What flavors have you... I see there's a couple of flavors in front of me now. What flavors are there?
Okay, so actually there's four different flavors available. So in Too Much Fun, there is the aged white cheddar, there's the cane sugar kettle, there's sriracha, and there's olive oil sea salt. So really what there is a sweet one, which is the cane sugar. There's the salty, which is the olive oil and sea salt. There's one with some nice heat for people who enjoy a little hot in the sriracha. And then there's a cheese version, which is the aged cheddar. So we cover sort of those four flavor profiles.
And I can see by the nutritionals that a couple of them are higher in fiber than what we would normally consider with chips. So are these available across Canada?
Yes, so these are available in Canada. They're available through, Sobeys, and you can get them in large grocery stores. You can also get them in smaller health food stores.
Okay, I think it's really exciting that a manufacturer has come out with something that includes chia, flax, and quinoa, because we always hear that those things are good for us, but they're really hard to incorporate into our diet. So if we can take popcorn chips, which we all love, and have that added to it, I think this is a great new product.
Yeah, those are interesting. They're not just buzzwords, but these are really good, important nutritionals that if you can add in there, somehow incorporate those elements into your day, and especially in a snack item, in a snack food item, then again, it just bumps up your overall nutrition, you know, your nutrition for the day. So you get little bits of, again, the quinoa, the flax, the chia, and within, you know, those little chia seeds is a whole lot of nutrition. Same with the quinoa. We all know that that's a superfood. So yeah, it is a snack food, like I said, a chip, a cracker, but with a very, very interesting and dense nutritional profile.
So these are non-GMO?
Correct.
Are they school safe?
So they are school safe in that there are no nuts in them at all. And the profile is actually very clean in terms of the ingredients that are in there. So it's very clean. There's nothing in there that is would be a problem for schools that have, if they're looking to eliminate products that are a problem for children that have allergies. So it is a nut-free product.
That's terrific, because I know that parents are often challenged when they have to send something gluten-free with their kids, but then it also has to be school safe and nut-free. So These absolutely fit in there, and they've got that extra nutrition. So thanks so much, Donna, for bringing these to us, and hopefully my listeners will find them in a store near them.
Thank you so much. Enjoy.
I'm speaking with Angèle, and she is the originator and manufacturer of Active Pop. And yes, it's a popcorn, but there's a couple of really special things about it. It's gluten-free to start with, but welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
What is different about this popcorn than every other popcorn that's on the market?
Yes, well, Active Pop is an organic popcorn, and it's also, we use a lot of handcrafted Hawaiian black salt into our popcorn.
So tell us the story about it. Why are you going to the effort to make this popcorn with black sea salt from Hawaii?
Yes, well, the Hawaiians have, it's an ancient culture that goes back for thousands of years where they've been infusing coconut charcoal into sea salt. And they've been using that in all types of different foods. And it also has a lot of minerals into the charcoal that they use into the sea salt. And it's just really good for you, and it's good for the tummy. And we add it to the popcorn to add a really nice little sophisticated flavor to it.
So as you said, it is organic and it is gluten-free. I'm looking at the nutritionals on the original. So there's two flavors. There's the original, and then the other flavor is?
Sweet and salty.
Which is really good. It's yes. A little on the addictive side. But the original, as I'm looking at it, in this entire bag, there's 360 calories. It's more like air pop popcorn, but it does actually use coconut oil.
Yes, correct.
And that can be hard to do at home. If you're putting coconut oil to make your own popcorn at home, it's going to have a lot higher fat in it than what you've been able to achieve. Now, when I look at the popcorn, it looks like there's pepper or something on it. There's like little black specks. Is that the charcoal?
Yes, correct. That's actually the coconut charcoal that you get to see on the popcorn.
It's a little hard to get used to at first, but once you take a bite and you realize how good it is, it's great. So now, is this going to be available across Canada?
Yes, it is. We're a newer company. We've been into the market for about 3 months, and we have a little bit more stores into the western part of Canada, but we're slowly expanding all across Canada.
So what you're doing new is you're obviously using the coconut oil, which is a good thing. Everyone likes coconut oil. But then the black sea salt, which is blackened with charcoal, and it's from Hawaii. That's pretty exotic, but to say that it has some nutritional benefit is a big thing.
Yes,
so
correct.
Thanks for bringing this to market, and we'll look for it in the stores.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
I found a really cool product here at the Live the Smart Way Expo, and it's called No Yolking. It's a Canadian product, and it's 100% pure egg white protein powder. So I'm speaking with Carrie from the company, and the company that makes it is called Muskoka Mornings. I was so thrilled to see this here. Welcome to the podcast, Carrie.
Thank you, and welcome for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this product, because I'm familiar with egg white products because I've used them for baking before, but do you want to just tell us a little bit about this product? Because I know lately it's been difficult to find egg white powders on the market, and I'm so thrilled to see this one, but I'd like to know more.
Okay, well, we take our Canadian eggs that have been free of hormones and antibiotics. It's just not allowed in our egg white to start with, so we're getting some of the best eggs in the world. And then it goes through a fermentation and drying process 5 times to get rid of any risk of salmonella or bacteria. So where you wouldn't want to add a raw egg to your smoothie, you can now add this very safely. This has a very stable shelf life. We put a 2-year date stamp on it, but we've actually tested it 3 years later and it was still just as good. So this allows you to add it to so many different recipes. If you're trying to get protein throughout the day, which is what we recommend you do to help balance your blood sugar levels, if you're trying to balance hormones, whether you're trying to lose weight or build muscle, getting protein throughout the day is crucial. Egg whites has 21 amino acids. It's one of the only protein that has all the 21 amino acids. So whether your body's trying to build a new neurotransmitter like a nerve or a piece of your liver, it's going to have available what you need.
So this is high in protein, and for those of us who bake gluten-free, that's the real key for us. Because once the gluten protein is removed from the spectrum of what we can bake with, so we can only bake with things that like our rice flour and potato starch, and we can bake with other legume flours that have some protein in, but often they impart a real big taste to something. So if we're using the fairly bland regular gluten-free flours, we might have rice flour and tapioca starch and that sort of thing, they're very, very low in protein. And it's the protein that helps things rise and makes them not be so crumbly. And for many years, I have added egg whites to things, and I've lately been having to add liquid egg whites to things because I had real problem finding, as I said, the powdered egg whites. It's so nice to see your product say ingredients, the only ingredient is egg whites.
Yeah.
There's no stabilizers there. There's nothing to help them being dried out. There's nothing to help them in the packaging. All it is egg whites. So what type of response are you having from this? Because you have a lot of recipes on here for protein shakes and different ways to add protein into your diet, which is wonderful. What kind of reaction have you had?
Well, more and more people are looking for very clean products, and we have a lot of excitement about this egg white being the only ingredient. So a lot of people are converting to this type of protein for that. And as for baking, it has very little to no taste also, so it's not going to add to your flavor per se, but it's also not going to take away. So whether you're doing something savory like a zucchini pancake or zucchini brownies even, you can go savory or sweet with it. And a lot of people are baking with this now.
Now, when you add it to smoothies, you're not only adding protein, but you must be adding some frothiness and some sort of body to it as well with the egg yolk.
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to, you can make meringue with this, and I have done so. If you keep blending it long enough and adding a sweetener to it. So if you're doing a smoothie and you're doing a lot of vegetable and fruit in your smoothie, I usually recommend blend down your vegetable and your larger items and chunks, and then add this in closer to the end. Whether you want it like a frothy milkshake, then you just blend it longer. If you want it less frothy, just do it a little less.
This is a terrific substitute for people who don't want to add certain other proteins and greens to things, especially if they're going to be more berry type shakes or smoothies. They don't want that savoriness of many of the protein powders that are out there. And as you say, this doesn't really have much flavor. It's very inert, but it adds that protein punch. And the more you mix it, the fluffier things get. And we always need that when we're talking gluten-free. So I'm thrilled to see this on the market. And where is it available, or where is it going to be available?
So we're on Amazon, so amazon.ca, if you have Prime or not. So it's very easily delivered to your door, usually within 2 days. We've just arrived here in Ottawa. We're at the Natural Food Pantry in two of their locations. And we've certainly made contact with people that are planning to carry our line here in Ottawa as well. So we'll see it in more and more stores here in the near future. We're in many stores in Toronto, Thunder Bay, Orillia, Muskoka, but being that we're here in Ottawa, that would be what you're looking for.
So do you want to just remind us of what the website is for recipes?
Yes, it's www.muskokamornings.ca, and we're from Muskoka, so if you haven't heard of that, our beautiful cottage country.
So it's great to see that this is a product of Canada. It's great to see that it's a single ingredient thing and that it's so versatile and it's so suitable for a gluten-free diet. Thanks so much for bringing this to market, and we'll start looking for it in the stores.
Great, thank you. And I just want to add in, this blend's so smooth, so if you've been using other protein powders that are tasting a little gritty, you won't find that with this at all.
Well, no, because it's just egg whites.
Yes, that's right. Perfect.
Terrific. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks.
I'm going to finish this episode with a short interview I did with Kathy Smart. She was the lady of the hour for the 2 days of the Live the Smart Way Expo. Everybody wanted to chat with her. She did a couple of very informative sessions that were packed to the rafters. And then after the sessions, people came and wanted to connect with her personally. She's a very genuine person, as I mentioned in the interview, and she has a real presence about her. People were coming up to her and hugging her and crying because she'd made such a change in their lives. I was very moved by people's reaction to her. I asked her a little bit about that during the interview, but she's very humble. Listen now to my relatively short interview with a very busy Kathy Smart.
For the past couple of days, I've been here at the Live the Smart Way Expo, put on by Kathy Smart, and I've been speaking to people who have celiac disease, who are eating a gluten-free diet. I've been speaking to producers, and now I'm fortunate enough to speak to Kathy. So, Kathy, it's been a great expo. Thank you so much for putting it on.
Oh my gosh, it's my absolute pleasure. I love it. I love doing it.
When I see people come up to you and thank you for having helped them get healthy and lose weight and just be happier, it's very heartwarming. You're so genuine with people.
Oh, thank you. I'm a small town girl, and I remember where I come from, and I think that makes a huge difference as you progress in your career.
You have done so much good for so many people.
Thank you. And
now by putting on this show, you're able to collect a lot of businesses that you believe in.
Yes.
And present them to the people that you believe in.
Yes, exactly. Basically, many of the businesses here are products that I use on a daily basis. So it's almost like seeing a little window into Kathy Smart's life. What does she eat? What does she like? And if there are things I love and like, they usually are on the trade show floor.
I have found a few new things that
yes.
I really quite like.
Yes.
I have interviewed three of the businesses that are here that I think are bringing something new to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're bringing something gluten-free.
Yes.
But I think that they're bringing something that will change the way people are eating or snacking or baking or doing something. And I think that that makes the difference if you can present those to your people, and then they can tell their friends and their friends and their friends, it's going to make a dent. So thank you.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure. And it's been such a joy for me to walk around and hear people say, I ran out of business cards, or I sold out of product, or, you know, I found something that I like the taste, and I understand what it's like to really have to basically change what you eat to change your life. And so you look for products that aren't only just healthy, but they're also good for you, healthy, good for you, and taste good too, right? Because it's hard to hit all of those things.
It is very difficult, and you're hitting another milestone as well. You're giving back.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. You choose a charity.
I choose a charity.
And you give back. So tell us a little bit about how that works and how that's working this year.
For sure. So I am a big believer in giving back, right? So pay it forward, give back. And so this year, the charity that we've chosen is the Royal Ottawa Mental Health Foundation. So I have a huge passion for mental health. You know, I've seen so many things and people that have struggled in this area throughout my nutrition practice. And it's something that's very near and dear to my heart. So this year we've chosen the Royal Ottawa Mental Health Foundation, and a portion of the proceeds of the tickets go back to the Royal. I also love doing the Shoppers Love You Run, and I'm also, interestingly enough, head of nutrition for a company called AAMI, which is a company that is supporting women in mental health. So it's kind of a beautiful full circle. And AAMI Wellness, I'm looking at their banner right now as I'm doing the podcast. So that's what we're doing here, and it's I feel very blessed. I was walking around the trade show floor today, and it's amazing to be able to wake up and do what you love every single day. And it's such a joy, and to see people and to meet people. And, you know, I met a mom and dad earlier that I had taught their son when he was in grade 7 fitness. And they said, you know, Patrick, still to this day, he follows what you say, and you were a real mentor to him. And it was just a young boy that was in a fitness class that I was teaching for the city of Ottawa. And I just, my heart felt a little tug that he needed a mentor, he needed a friend. And so I was that person. So just all to say, it's like a big family in many ways. The people that walk the trade show floor, they're people I've known for years, businesses I've known for years. And it's nice that we can then give back to others that need help, like the Royal.
I think that the average listener can't appreciate the amount of work that goes into getting all of these businesses together, getting the right space, and making it all happen. So I know how much that takes.
Thank you.
I know that you have help doing that. But I also know that there's people who count on you for that every year. And there's people who follow you really carefully and really want to be involved with everything that you're doing. And you've got a new cookbook out.
Yes, I do. So it's over 100 recipes that are all gluten-free. And people that have attended the expo this year, I'm giving them a free PDF copy of the new Canadian Comforts Food Cookbook with the 100 recipes in it. I had sold out of the hard copies of the first one. So it's, again, a way to give back to people's coming and supporting me.
Well, I have to say that I've been by the sheets that people are signing up to get the PDFs for the last 2 days, and people are so excited to sign up and get the PDF. So you have an absolute following of a lot of people, and I think that's because you're so genuine in what you do and what you say and the message that comes across. And it's a joy for me to be here at this show and to speak to the people who are coming in. Everybody's in a great mood, and you're responsible for that. So thanks, Kathy, for putting this on, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming and making the trip, and you've been so lovely in your podcast when you had me on. You're just a lovely human, so thank you for being you.
We will talk again.
For sure. Thank you.
Bye. I took my podcast on the road to Ottawa to the Live the Smart Way Expo in May. I enjoy doing that, and I've just come back from doing the same thing at the Gluten Free Garage in Toronto, and that will be another upcoming episode where I ask those same questions of a different group of people, and surprisingly enough, I get a different lot of answers. So stay tuned for that. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe. That way, every time a new episode comes out, it'll come directly to you. I do another podcast called Gluten Free Weigh In, which you can find on any podcast player that you can find this podcast on. And that's directed to people who are trying to maintain weight or lose weight on a gluten free diet. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter for a Canadian Celiac podcast. I'm Sue Jennett, and I'll be back again with you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.